The Archdiocese of Toronto and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council, through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Good day and welcome to the televising of the Sunday TV Mass on this, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Monsignor Sam Bianco. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is Helen Sunter from Don Mills, Ontario, in memory of her husband, for the living and deceased members of the Feifel family and friends, and for the special intention and thanksgiving for all blessings received. The second are Robert Rivest and other family members of the late Paul Tremblay of Stony Point, Ontario, for the repose of the soul of Paul Tremblay, and in thanksgiving for the daily TV Mass. The third are Agnes, Sean, and Joy from Willowdale, Ontario, in loving memory of husband and father, Dr. Joseph Oswald Grant, and for blessings for all their family and friends, both living and deceased. Our thanks to all our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Coming together as God's family, we ask the Lord to forgive our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on all of us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, so you, O son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked person shall die in their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked person to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, they shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. The word of the Lord.
Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your hearts. Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your heart. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your heart. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your heart. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. Oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your hearts.
A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Jesus spoke to his disciples. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If he or she listens to you, you have regained your brother or sister. But if the person does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the person refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if that person refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If your brother or sister, Jesus is talking about serious mortal matters today that can destroy individuals in a community. We're not talking about something trivial here. It's a distinction that probably is lost, but the Catholic Church, we in the church used to have a distinction between venial and mortal faults. So a slight fault is not what's going to destroy a community. It's the ones that are mortal, that are unto death. And Jesus is not talking about an individual, two people vis-a-vis one another, but he's talking about the wider community. And I'm extending that today, not just to the Christian community that Matthew was dealing with, but also I think it has implications for the whole community of the world in which we live. Now, moral matters, and again, traditional Catholic theology has a strong insight to this. A serious mortal matter has to be something that's grave, something very serious. It requires an intention to do evil. It's not inadvertence. It's not accident or mistake. And last but not least, there must be full consent. Lots of things are done by ignorance, by mistake, by not knowing what we were doing, and they cause consequences, but they're not in the area of this tremendous moral failing that can destroy a community. And so Matthew, led by Jesus, has a very humane way of brothers and sisters working with one another. And I think it refers not only to the Catholic community, but the world at large. First, when the moral fault comes to our attention, we don't try and dump all over the person. We try to speak to them in small groups, in communities, to negotiate, to sit down. Let's talk, because you don't want to embarrass people unnecessarily. They may not want to go as far as their evil intention is. So you sit down and preserve the person's dignity as much as you can, or the country's dignity. If that fails, then obviously you have to bring in other people, because you don't want to just rely on one country's point of view. You want others to bring attention to what the difficulty, the moral failing that could corrupt the community is. And you try again to negotiate. And if that fails, then it has to go to the widest community that is possible. Now, in religious terms, that would be the church. But we understand, in the global world in which we're living, that may refer to international courts, to the United Nations, to nations coming together, to the media, to social media, if you will, all the ways we have of looking at a situation that the community can bring to bear its judgment and understanding about something that may be wrong. And in the end, you know, in international law, when all efforts at peace to stop a terrible destruction to fail, we have agreed, at least in principle, of what is called a responsibility to protect. If it's a question of genocide or something, we as a world community don't always follow it, but we say we have a responsibility to protect, to do the best we can, hopefully without using armed force, to protect the innocents and to preserve the community. And the kind of grave matters I'm talking about are matters in which there is some agreement and some agreement, and we need to acknowledge that. I think given the last 150 years, we understand, as perhaps we've never understood before, how terrible, how wrong, how evil genocide is, and in most instances, we recognize that. And though it's not total agreement, we are becoming more aware that there can be a tremendous moral failing in terms of something like the environment. And so, too, there can be with the disposition of wealth, of greed, and the moral challenge of not responding as a community to COVID. One of the big differences, however, and it's a big difference, is between those of us, obviously in the Catholic or Christian Church, who think that the matters of life and death, of the beginning of life and the ending of death, that is in dispute. And we see it as a great moral danger. Others don't see it in the same way. So after we've done all the negotiations, after we've done all the talk, two things to be borne in mind when there's disagreement over serious moral matters. First, brothers and sisters. Everybody with whom we disagree is a brother or sister of Jesus and ourselves. And therefore, any methods of disagreement must respect the use of nonviolence, must do it can. And then last but not least, we have to do what Jesus did. If in the end to establish our witness, we need to make sacrifices to promote the values we want and do, then that's an imitation of Jesus. We are brothers and sisters together in the struggle with moral weakness and with moral failing. Will you join with me, please, now? And this morning we will profess our faith by reciting together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And so we pray today for all those in our daily TV Mass community who are dedicated to the care of sick persons. May they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with hope and joy. All this and our personal intentions, we pray to the Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the hosts of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts.
the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, all the clergy, and all the people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed now by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of the peace of Christ.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Of the world. Grow.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with love, with life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.